Welcome to Assets and Aging, and welcome to Facebook Live. I do this every week. Try to do it at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. Always talking about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Have been doing this for a long time, podcasts, radio shows. Make sure you check out my website. If you haven't checked out my website recently, do so, assetsandaging.com. You can go there. It's right next to where you're watching this. You can come to one of my workshops. I do regular workshops. Check my work on my website for that. I do a podcast Wednesday, every Wednesday at noon, on the issues of aging. So it's your chance to always know what's going on. And I do a radio show live on KFBK every Sunday night at 7 o'clock for an hour, talking about the issues of aging. Today's subject is a good one. And today's subject is simply this. Who knows what you want? Well, Bob, what do you mean who knows what you want? Who knows what you want? Who knows what you want? If you're laying in a coma, who knows what you want? At death, who knows what you want? Well, I have a power of attorney and a trust. I don't care. Well, I don't know who did them. I don't know if they're any good. Just to say you have something doesn't mean anything. You can get it off the internet. You can pay $29.95 and get it for some legal thing. That doesn't mean it tells anybody what you want, or doesn't mean that you've given them permission to do what you want. So, for instance, in my world, we do a lot of nursing homes, assisted living, long-term care, Medi-Cal, all that kind of stuff. Who do you want to pick where you're going to stay? Are you going to stay at home? Well, who do you want to be able to pick that? Are you going to an assisted living? Who gets to pick that? If you have to go to a nursing home, who gets to pick that? What kind of care do you want? Do you want comfort care? What do you want at the end of life? Do you want full pain relief? Do you want to be vented? You don't want to be vented. Do you want a feeding tube? You don't want a feeding tube. Who gets to come and visit you? Who don't you want to come and visit you? Who don't you want snooping around your house while you're in the nursing home? What is it you want, and who knows what you want? Who really knows what you want? The questions are important. They happen all the time. And who's going to make those decisions? And who do they have copies of all of this? Do they know? Do they know? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried in a Folgers can? Do you want to be buried at the Veterans Cemetery? If so, how are you going to get there? Do you want to be buried in a coffin, a wooden coffin, a paper coffin, a solid gold coffin? Do you want to be buried next to your brother? Does anybody know that? Is there space next to your brother? Do you want to be married in Virginia? How are you going to get to Virginia? They're not going to put you in the back of the station wagon and take you to Virginia. So who knows what you want? And have you given them permission to do what you want? Who can apply for Medi-Cal? Who can apply for VA benefits if you're a vet? Who can deal with your Medicare stuff? Who can deal with your prescriptions? What prescriptions do you need? Who has access to your doctor? Who can get your medical records? Who could check you into the hospital? Who? I got a phone call last night, the first time in my career I've received this phone call. And it made me admit, I've been talking about this issue now a lot lately, and it made me want to talk about it even more. I got a phone call from a hospital, and they said, "Hi, Mr. Scrivano, this is a social worker from such and such a hospital," and left me a message. "We have someone here, and their friend brought them in, and they have their phone book, and your name was in their phone book." And it's like, okay. So I called the social worker back, and they said, "Well, this person is at the end of life, and we don't know who to call, and your name was in the phone book." "Well, what's their name?" And they told me their name, and I said, "Well, the name's familiar. Let me look it up." So I looked it up, and I said, "Do you have anybody else in his phone book by this name?" And they said, "Yeah, but all the phone numbers have been disconnected." So I had one of the relatives in my system, and when I got into the office this morning, I looked them up and found a niece and they're going to try to track somebody down to help this person at the end of their life. And then who, you know, the questions that are going to flow out of this, and who's going to know what this person wants? There should be some dignity in death, and this person right now doesn't have anybody who can make any decisions for them. I don't know about you, but that hurts. That hurts me personally, and it bothered me all night, and it bothered me all morning until I could get into the office and see what I could find. And we may have found somebody that hasn't seen this person in a long time, but knows somebody who has. So maybe before they die, they're going to get some dignity. Who knows what you really want? And do they have copies? And do they know where that you are? Do you have a connection point where they can connect with you on a regular basis? Have you held a family conference lately? I for those of you that are subscribers to my website, I have a paper, a blog post on how to hold a family conference. So if you're a premium subscriber to my website, you'll have access to that, plus lots of videos. But have you held a family conference? Do people know what you want? Who knows what you want? It's a really important question. It's a really important question. Who knows, really knows what you want? If you're not sure, call me. Get in contact with me. Get your documents in here, and together, let's work together to see that in your life, you can always answer the question, who knows what you want, and make sure they really know. Do you how many questions there are that get asked between now and the day you die, through frailty, through infirmity, through dementia, through whatever? Do you know? Who knows the answers to those questions? I can help. Get to my workshop, get in to see me, but make a difference in your family's life, and together, let's review what you have and make sure that at the end of your life, somebody knows, really knows what you want. Thanks so much for joining me right here on Assets and Aging. Look for other Facebook Lives, follow my website, follow my blogs and my radio show. Talk to you later. Have a great day.